AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. China says it will retaliate against the U.S. for shooting down what it calls a weather balloon and then blacklisting companies involved in China's aerial surveillance program. At the Capitol, key senators were briefed on the shootdowns of the additional three unidentified flying objects, which the White House says may have been benign. But Senator Marco Rubio says the cautious approach was correct.
They shot it down because they felt it was operating at an altitude that posed a threat to commercial aviation.
The governor of Ohio is asking Congress to investigate the train derailment in East Palestine, still causing complaints of headaches and signs of dead fish and birds because of the chemicals on the freight train. Governor Mike DeWine says he was told they were not labeled properly.
Some rail cars did have hazardous material on board, and while most of them did not.
President Biden plans to go on the offensive against Republicans today, saying their policies would add $3 trillion to the national debt. He'll be speaking to union workers in Lanham, Maryland. His nominee for IRS commissioner has a confirmation hearing today before a Senate committee. Daniel Werfel promises he would not increase tax audits on those making under $400,000 a year. A memorial service honored the three students killed late Monday at Michigan State University. Our Donna Warder reports.
Alexandria Werner was a junior studying integrated biology and anthropology. Brian Frazier was a sophomore who was president of his fraternity chapter. And Ariel Anderson, hoping to become a surgeon.
A winter storm warning remains in effect for much of the Southwest today. Snow closed down stretches of highway south of Flagstaff, Arizona. This is AP News. What have they done to Winnie the Pooh?
Please to be friends. Why are you doing this, please?
Winnie the Pooh and Piglet are now wild creatures killing young women for food because Christopher Robin abandoned them for college. This is the plot of the film Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey out this weekend. Wait, you can't do that to Winnie the Pooh! Yes, you can. A.A. Milne's book, Winnie the Pooh, became public domain as of January 1st last year. Filmmaker Reese Waterfield made the film for $100,000, and it's already made $1 million in Mexico. He says he gets hate messages daily, and making a movie like that takes a thick skin. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The United Nations Secretary General's warning global sea levels have risen faster, putting countries like Bangladesh, China, India, and the Netherlands at risk. He says some 900 million people living in low coastal areas are threatened. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.